We shall worship God now in the singing of Psalm number 50. Psalm 50, we sing the opening verses 1 to 4 in the first version. Psalm number 50, 1 to 4. The mighty God, the Lord, has spoken and did call the earth from rising of the sun to where he has his fall. Psalm number 50, verses 1 to 4. Now we shall read in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the first 11 verses. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, from the beginning, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Saviour and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou might teach some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Now let us join together in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are always conscious that the Scripture is directed to our needs as sinners and as saints, and that these scriptures are given in order to deliver us from the foolishness of sin and to make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And how we should handle these scriptures so carefully, so reverently, so lovingly, so trustingly, as they speak to us the words of grace, the words of God, the words of glory, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, the message that he has come into the world not only to preach but to accomplish, and he has come into the world in order to save sinners, not by being merely an example or a teacher, an inspirer, a motivator, but in order to be a doer. And in his saving of sinners, he does something that we call the gospel. And it has truly been said that Christ did not come into the world so much to preach the gospel as that there might be a gospel to preach. And we know that both are true. He did preach the gospel, and he did achieve the gospel. And we look into these records of the gospel this morning again, O God, and we see that what he has done has a bearing upon our lives. And in the light of his coming and in the light of his dying and rising and ascending into glory, he gives to us directions for Christian living and hands on the message to men down through the ages, generation by generation, men who have received the faith once delivered to the saints, and whose task is not to change it, to add to it, or to take from it, but simply to pass on as was passed on to us. And so this morning, as we gather around these sacred writings, O God, we are glad for their preservation, for the various translations that record accurately the mind of the Spirit. We know that the scriptures, as originally given, immediately directed and revealed by the Spirit, they are the original, pristine, primitive documents of the faith. And we do know, O God, that what we have is translations. And we know that some translations can be worse than others and others better. But we do believe that the Word of God is nonetheless preserved. The message, the essential message of the gospel, is preserved, even among the variants of readings which have so troubled the church on so many occasions. And we understand why these troubles have come, but we sometimes feel, O God, that they are overdone and overemphasized, and that men would condemn otherwise perfectly good translations because perhaps of a difference in a translation of a word or two, a phrase here and there, with which they would find fault and condemn the whole work. And we pray that we would be delivered from such foolishness, and that we would be thankful, as the woman of Sidon was in the days of Christ, when she was thankful even for crumbs which would fall from the Master's table. We know, O God, that there are areas of the church, even to this very day, where Christian people do not have the luxury, if it is a luxury, if it is not a confusion, but they do not have the luxury of multiple translations, and they are thankful for what they have, because it sheds light and it gives them light, and it is sufficiently clear for them to walk in the light. And so we give thanks for the scriptures again this morning, O God. And as we gather round these holy words, may we have holy aspirations to believe and to obey what is written, and that with faith and with a good conscience, we would live our days in this world as unto God, walking in the footsteps of Christ and looking forward always to that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem to himself a people, a peculiar people, zealous for good works. May this be our portion, may this be our aspiration, may this be our experience, O God, and may that experience of grace, that grace of God which brings salvation and which has appeared to all men, may that grace be working in our lives to live looking forward to the day when we shall see him face to face. We remember to pray for others as we pray for ourselves now, and we commit our families to thy care. We remember the church, we remember rulers over us, we remember our enemies, and we remember those who preach the gospel. And we remember, O God, those who hear the gospel, perhaps even for the very first time, and those who hear the gospel again today, perhaps for many years hearing the gospel. But we pray that they would hear today without boredom, without over-familiarity, without any sense of knowing it all, and that we would have a hungering and a thirsting for the word of life even now as we gather together in this service, O God. So we confess our sins, our failures, our faults and our fallings, and we seek always mercy, because there is no other place that can deal with our sin but the mercy that is in Christ. And for grace also we pray, to be strengthened, to be stronger, to be more diligent, to be more loving, to be more faithful, to be more bold in the face of opposition, to be more compassionate to those who are out of the way, to be friendly disposed to all of God's people, those who are friendly disposed to God. May we be well disposed to them, and that they would be our friends and not our enemies. O God, help us to do all things for thy holy glory. And this is our prayer now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy, and in chapter 2 in 2 Timothy, we shall read there. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labours must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honour and some to dishonour. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honour, sanctified and suitable for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Our notices are the following. The afternoon service at 4:30 this afternoon, and our Wednesday service at 7 p.m. These services will be recorded. Also, we're still in lockdown. And next Lord's Day also, as far as we know, the services will be recorded. If there is any change in these lockdown rules, then of course we will seek to inform you. But as it is, that seems to be the situation at the present time. We welcome visitors. As always, we're glad to have you listening in. And we pray that the Word of God would be not just a blessing, but a rich blessing for our salvation and for our sanctification. That is the purpose of the Scripture. After all, faith comes by hearing, and faith continues by hearing also. And we remind you of the offerings for the Lord's work. Now, we're going to sing further in Psalm number 50 and verses 5 to 8. Psalm number 50, verses 5 to 8.